السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. No, every week, but I'll just give them a break this week because we're coming from the break and most of them didn't do it. So we're going to today we're going to talk about the verbs, how to you know what, how to deal with them in the verb sentence. So the verb sentence. The verb sentence is the sentence that starts with what?
A verb.
A verb. Don't you want to record? Yes, it's recording. Okay? The verb sentence starts with verb. So we have verb plus subject plus object, or verb plus object plus subject. So verb plus subject plus object. Go ahead. Today's date is the 5th. You got it? So it is verb. For example, here we say يأكل محمد. يأكل محمد. يأكل محمد التفاحة. Yes, but what does that mean?
There we go.
Muhammad is eating the apple. No, is eating. Ya'kul is eating the apple. And then, or we can say, Ya'kul at-tufahata Muhammadun.
Muhammad isn't a verb, right? So we didn't solve the verb.
Yeah, the verb is ya'kul.
But so,
at the end. No, it's at the beginning.
Yeah.
Now we write this way, right to left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. You got it? So, hello. So, ya'kul at-tufahata Muhammadun. Or, so now, if you don't know that the verb, that the subject has marfu', then you would be confused. Is it that the apple is eating Muhammad, or Muhammad is eating the apple?
Can anybody remind me what's, or can anybody say what's marfu'?
I know! No, never mind. That's another word.
Anybody?
Wait, don't tell me. I think I got this.
Dhamma.
It's one of the four things that you can classify the words as. It's marfu', mansub, majrur, and
majzum.
Majzum. Yeah, there we go.
Okay. So the subject is always marfu'. The subject is marfu'. And the object is mansub. And the verb depends on the tense. So what's the meaning of the verb depends on the tense?
Subject is what?
Meaning that if it's past, then الفعل الماضي مبني على الفتحة. الفعل الماضي مبني على الفتحة.
And that means
what does that? What subject say?
مرفوع.
مرفوع, yes.
Oh, I said right.
That's because, Mazen, at this point, you should be able to read Arabic.
Okay.
No.
Marfu'. The best depends on the tense. So how? So the verb, if it's best, then mabni ala al-fatha. You know what's the mabni? Meaning, if it's present, then mansub.
Present
is marfu'. Present is marfu'. Subject. Subject is what? The object, I'm sorry. The object is mansub. You got it? So, the verb is the past and the command is mabni ala sukun. So the verb, the tense of the verb, depends on the tense of the verb determines the classification. So let me put a word on the board and ask you, what is the tashkil? So when I say akala, akala, sa'idun, al-mawzata. Okay, let's do tashkil.
Akala
sa'idun al-mawzata.
Akala sa'idun al-mawzata.
That's right.
So what does that mean?
Sa'id ate the banana.
Or it could be akala sa'ida al-mawzata.
No.
Then
if you want to slip... Flip, then akala al-mawzata sa'idun.
Oh, okay. So it can't, like... So the tanween can't be after.
No, you can do akala al-mawzata sa'idun.
Wait, but you can't do akala sa'ida al-mawzata.
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you guys know what that means?
No idea.
It's, again, one of the four things that classifies it. It's like how verbs have linking and action, how nouns have person, place, or thing, or like proper and non-proper. Akala means
yes.
Dad, what was the homework?
Huh?
What was the homework?
I give them the fact.
What does the object say?
The object? Okay. Akala sa'idun al-mawzata. Akala is what?
13
What is akala?
Wait,
huh?
Verb?
Best verb.
I have a question.
What is that saying?
Which one?
T-A.
Oh, for best, mabni ala al-fatha.
Is it guy's notebook right? Like
mabni ala al-fatha means always fatha. I'm coming to you.
Oh, no, because when you classify them, classify them, technically they do mean it, but in different situations.
I know what you just said.
Do you have to No, because this, it means that, but in a different situation, because that's just a general term of what will happen.
I'm confused.
So it means always? Always is two double L, right?
Always. Four I mensub.
Always is two L?
What?
Always is two L?
One.
Always sukun.
Did I get anybody?
Where did
you get
to play
that? I
didn't
get
to play
that. These are, no, oh. It's not time to chat.
Mensub? Yeah, it's mensub.
Yes. So, akala, why is it fatha?
No, you print it out and put it on the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is akala? Eight.
Wait, what's akala? What do you see?
Akala is eight.
It's
so,
eight or eight.
What is the tashkil for akala? Huh? What's the tashkil for akala? You go back here, and akala is a past verb. So the past verb is what? مبني على الفتحة. Okay.
Okay. مبني على الفتحة. You guys understand that phrase now?
Means what?
Always فتحة.
Always فتحة. That's right. Then التفاحة. سعيد. سعيد is the what? Sa'idun is? Sa'idun, is it the object or the subject?
Wait, based on
these examples, can you figure out what this is?
No idea. Wait, so
go ahead.
Subject,
mashallah. Very
so
good.
So it's a noun.
Yeah.
Subject.
Yes.
It's a
name.
Person.
It's a name. Saeedun.
Or it's happy. With object is the thing, right? The subject is the person.
The object is the thing that's in the predicate.
It's like an English
part.
Object. Like in the desk, right? There is no such thing as English object.
Yeah,
object and
no,
like
object.
Direct object and whatever that is.
It's
like
the name for a noun in the predicate part.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And
that makes sense.
What is in Mauza?
Object.
Object.
No,
that's right.
Banana.
Now the object is what? Mansub.
Oh, yeah.
The object is Mansub. And what is? And what is? What is the tashkil of mansub?
Tashkil, you know the fatha, dhamma, kasra, sukun. That's where his thing comes in.
What is the tashkil? What is the tashkil for mansub? Here. Don't think far.
Okay.
So, mansub bil fatha.
Is object always fatha?
Yeah.
This would be a lot like.
Wait, object is also. So, the command is always sukun, past is always fatha, object is.
Yes.
So the past is always a fatha, command is always a sukun, and object is always a fatha too. Like, so
yes.
Does that say present and object can vary, or object is always fatha too?
Object is always
fatha. So let's memorize these rules. Okay.
The black one.
And how about present? Can present vary?
Al-fi'l.
present?
This berry?
Al-Madi.
This, oh.
On that board.
The
Mabni ala sukun.
Yeah, for the, it'll always be marfu'a and mansub, but what I meant by different situations
it's translated
that if
it's
like past,
this. Mabni ala fatha.
If it's so that's why we call it marfu'a, because in different situations it's different harakat.
Let's memorize that. الفعل الماضي مبني على الفتح.
الفعل الماضي مبني على الفتح.
Past tense is always فتحة.
Past tense is always فتحة.
الفعل الماضي مبني على الفتح.
الفعل الماضي مبني على الفتح.
Past tense is always فتحة.
Past tense is always فتحة.
Okay, now. الفعل الأمر مبني على السكون.
الفعل الأمر مبني على السكون.
فعل الأمر مبني على السكون.
فعل الأمر مبني على السكون.
The command verb is always سكون.
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 Don't slide yourself back when I put you here. The command verb is always sukoon.
The command verb is always sukoon.
Okay. The present tense is always marfu'.
The present tense is always marfu'.
الفعل المضارع مرفوع.
الفعل المضارع مرفوع.
الفعل المضارع مرفوع.
الفعل المضارع مرفوع.
فعل مضارع مرفوع. Okay. Marfu' means depends on the count and the gender.
Why did you write slanted?
So the count and the gender. Okay. Al-fi'l. The object is mansub.
The object is mansub.
The object is mansub.
The object is mansub.
Okay. Marfu' and mansub depends on the gender and count.
Marfu' and mansub.
Yes, depending on the gender and
the count.
And we have been through that before. Like, for example, what would be marfu' for singular name? For a singular noun?
A name?
Yeah, noun. What is the marfu' form? Marfu' tashkil? Huh? Yes, that's right. Dhamma. The marfu' but dhamma. Okay? So, you say, and then what is the mark for mansub in singular noun?
How is past command?
How is the present?
Fatha.
That's right. Fatha. Got it? Got it, or this is look like a rocket science?
It depends on tense.
Yeah, got it.
Depends
on the tense
on the,
and the count.
Remember how there's singular, double, and plural?
Depends
on that form.
Singular
noun is.
Okay.
I didn't get all of the rules.
Okay. Yeah, something that's fine.
No, but they don't know what. Okay.
I like that. Wait, can you wait? What's the red Arabic writing over past tense and always fatha? What does that say?
It just did it in Arabic.
Yeah.
It's just what in Arabic?
Past tense is always fatha.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay.
Now.
What's the verb for this?
Never
mind.
Now, let me give you another sentence and let's work on it.
Wait, did you write down
the
name?
Would
you write down that, like, under the past?
Okay,
I'll
look
up you later.
Put it in aeroplane mode. Aeroplane mode.
Good, thank you.
Why?
Put it in aeroplane mode.
Okay.
Aeroplane mode? That's blue. Oh, it's because you just said you don't mess up the
airplane
or whatever.
You know, they play drunk in the comic books. So you're facing the action. Okay. So if I give you a sentence, would you be able to do the grammar for this sentence?
Yes, I would. Because I'm smart.
Okay, Mezen, then you're first.
Yes.
What does that mean by Mazin's first?
By he's gonna, like,
unlock the first sentence. Unlock.
Do dirty.
Put the easy way out. Stuff on the sentence.
Let me give you a sentence.
Is there a master key I can use?
No. Actually, your notes.
Rocky Van. Rocky Van.
No one say anything. I got this.
Rocky Van.
That looks like
what's your name?
I'm not even facing it to you.
Rocky Arhab.
Arhab is the subject. Oh, legit.
As-sayara. Okay, let's do the grammar for this.
I know.
Daddy, move that way.
Okay, so Arhab is subject, as-sayara is object, and something that the first one is a verb. Yeah.
That's right. The first one is a verb. The first one is a verb. Now, this verb is what?
What's the verb over
here? Past?
Rakaba.
Yes, rakaba. Rakaba. Or rakiba. The tense is rakiba. Rakiba is what tense? Past. Rakiba is what tense?
Past.
How do you know?
Remember how...
Memorize these rules, yeah.
Conjugations.
It's like
you
kind of just get it from hearing it somewhere.
Yeah, because remember how we add stuff to make the thing past for singular, double, and plural.
So yeah, so you automatically know that it's singular because it's not our hubs. Because that would be a little freaky that there's like a mini army. But so you know that it's singular, so you're like, okay, is it past, present, future? You look at the ending and what you should add, and you find that it's, you know, that tense. And you might want to buckle this on.
More like a joke. Shut up, bro.
So, what is the tashkil? What is the tashkil for arhab? What is the classification of arhab? What's the grammar of arhab?
Again, looking at past example.
It's what it is. Subject or object?
Subject.
Subject. So subject is marfu.
Is subject or is marfu?
No. And it's marfu bil dhamma. How about sayarat? A sayarat
is a present.
No, sayara is an object.
And the object is always a sukun. No, the mansub.
The object is mansub.
Yeah, I'm a little slow. I'll learn it all like tomorrow morning. I'll just like come back to me like, whoa, I really remember that.
Oh,
congratulations. Okay.
Does everybody else understand
this? No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Classifying everything in the thing, like in the sentence.
And so we're classifying the subject, the verb, and the object.
You should probably write verb there.
And then when they're classified, you know that they're going to be marfu', mansub, majrur, and majzum.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me give you another sentence.
Don't raise that one. Please don't. Oof, thank you.
How about if we say Rakiba? Rakiba? Rakiba. Al-waladan. As-sayyarata.
Okay, one of the gorillas. What does that generally mean? The sentence.
What? I'm confused.
Okay, what does Rakiba mean?
No. Rakiba.
Oh.
Huh?
And then stupid.
Rocky Beans?
Okay, I want one of those. Anybody at least take a guess?
Wash.
I know you know it.
No.
Okay. Any
girl.
Please participate. Please, right there.
Yeah,
what does Rocky
so
Benny?
So quiet.
A Sayara? Do you know
car,
any
car? It means pass.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so car. We know that much.
What
is car
doing?
That's
it.
Drive.
What does the car do?
No, the two boys.
I get it.
The two boys did what?
They
drove.
Blink on the car.
They rode in the car.
Yes,
right.
There we go.
They blinked.
No, they blinked on the car. They blinked on the car. That's what she just said.
Yeah.
Okay. Who said that?
She did. She said they blink on the car.
Now.
Okay, ignoring that. So it means right. That's what you're supposed to do.
Nobody
on
else
car.
Gets it.
Yes. Subject. Where is the subject?
What is
this?
What is
this? Al-waladan. And the subject is always marfu' mansub or majroor. The subject is all. The subject is always. Marfu'a. So the subject is always marfu'a.
What's the last word?
Now, what is the sign of marfu'a? What do I do in this verb, in this noun, to show it is mansub? I'm sorry, to show it's marfu'a. For example, here, what did we do to make it mansub? To make it marfu'a, this is dhamma.
But that, remember, that was singular. Now
right.
We're dealing with double because it's two boys.
Exactly. What is it? Go ahead.
Kasra?
No.
Wait, for marfu'a, shouldn't it be kasra?
No. Marfu'a is marfu'a bil alif. Because
wait,
it's double.
Wait, present depends on singular, double, or plural. You told me that.
Wait, right, so there's... Now.
Okay,
I get it.
Exactly.
So
marfu'a bil alif. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have two forms for waladan. So, two boys.
So, the raqiba and waladan.
Two boys. They have two kinds of classification. Two boys. So, it's either waladan.
Two boys?
Yeah.
So, that would be the present.
Or waladan.
How?
It's either waladan. Or waladain.
And that's this,
in this case. Well, it's the same. Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Oh, there's both two boys.
Got it?
Right.
Now, what is the gender?
Wait, but then...
No,
what?
Okay, watch this.
Why is it marfu'a?
Okay, so this is a verb. It doesn't matter if it's singular or plural. Verbs cannot be double. Okay?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, so
totally.
This is the subject. So we know the subject is double. Okay, so that's the only one that changes. What's the difference between this one and this one? You should know. Oh wait, never mind. You should. Okay, it would generally be. Anybody got an idea? If it
was a den.
No, what a den. Yeah, what.
Waladan is marfu'.
Okay.
Waladain is mansub. Or. Majroor.
Remember when you asked if subjects are always mansub or marfu'?
Yeah,
it's marfu'a or mansub. So you can kind of connect this to everything we learned. Did we learn conjugations?
Nope. No idea what you're saying.
Conjugations.
I don't know what conjugation is.
Not yet.
So waladayn is mansub or majroor. Right?
What's a conjugation?
You got that?
You
got that?
Singular, double, or plural.
Okay. All right. Now, here we have waladan, not waladay. Here we have waladan, not waladay. And the reason is they have waladan, not waladayn is? What's the reason? Why not say al waladayn? Yes, because it's marfu'a. Marfu'a bil alif. Marfu'a bil alif. Now let me give you another example. أكل الولد التفاحتان. التفاحتين. أكل الولد التفاحتين. So أكل الولد التفاحتين.
Akala means
the two boys ate the apple.
No, one boy.
Nope. One boy. The one boy ate two apples.
Wait, so what's the difference between that one so and that one?
So here?
This is two apples.
And that was one apple.
One boy.
That was two boys, one apple. That was one boy, two apples.
No, there's no apple in that.
I don't care.
They like, rode a car. So two boys rode one car. One boy.
The boy.
Two apples.
One boy. Two boys.
That.
What does mean?
Two
boy.
Apples.
What is this?
Eight. Two apples.
What is this?
You don't have to write that.
So how'd that be different
it's
from that? The boy ate one apple?
It's not that. Because of the here. Because of the here.
Okay. The.
Wait. So what would the boy ate the two apples be different from the boy ate the one apple, or the two boys ate one apple? How'd that be different?
Okay. Now,
التفاحتين.
Ah, I get it. That's a conjugation, right?
Yeah.
So smart.
So, التفاحتين is what?
This
is object. So, it's منصوب بالياء. So, this is what makes it منصوب. You got it? This what gets the verb, the object to be mansoob. Is mansoob bilia. You got it? So now, I'm going to write a wrong sentence. And I want you to correct me. Okay?
Figure out what's wrong.
Yeah.
It's like spot the difference in a way. Using your examples.
Where'd Yusuf go? It is akala.
He's ditching, I bet you.
Muhammadan.
Oh, he's bad, but you know, he didn't ditch.
What?
Akala Muhammadun. Or akala Muhammadun. Al-mawzataini. Al-mawzataini.
Party balloon. That's legit. Pass. Yusuf.
So this part's right, okay? It's up here, that's wrong. The red.
That's a mega skill. They didn't even see you.
Shut up.
I was up.
Sit down.
Okay. Would we say أكل محمد الموزتان? Would we say أكل محمد الموزتان?
Okay.
Who knows what's
that's
wrong
not
here?
Yo!
Hey, did you take this down?
Of this?
Yeah.
Huh? What's wrong here?
Pop it.
No. Moving on.
What is wrong with this?
Yeah, if I well behave for the rest of the class, I'll just keep going.
What is wrong with this sentence?
But I promise I'll get you one.
Ah, what's wrong? Go ahead. Huh? No, what's grammatically wrong? Like, what is grammatically wrong with this? Let's say, akala is what? What kind of verb? Past. So it's ate. Muhammadun is the subject or the object?
Object.
Subject. And the subject?
Remember the verb plus subject plus object?
But it could also be verb plus object plus subject.
Yes, they can.
But right now we're dealing with these.
Okay, so what is Muhammadun? It is?
Muhammad is a subject.
Subject. And the subject is? Huh? Subject is marfu'. Subject is marfu'. And the subject is marfu'. And what is the sign of being marfu'? Marfu' with what? Marfu' bil-dhamma. That's right. Good job. Now, oh, you got it? Go ahead. Al-mawzataini takbir.
Allah.
Oh,
snap.
Takbir.
I had to clap.
Great. So it's object. It is object. So it's supposed to be mawzataini.
Why not ten?
Because it's not marfu'. If it is marfu', then it isn't mawzataini. It is marfu'. It's mafrud. If it's marfu', then it is what? Al-mawzataini. But because it is mansub, why is it mansub? Because it is? It is what? Object. Okay. Now.
Sit down, Mazen.
On my knees. Sit down on my knees. On my
sitting
on my
down
calves.
On
my butt.
Okay.
And faces.
Thank you.
Okay. Now let me give you another wrong one. Akala al-waladaini. At-tuffahatan.
Is this the wrong one?
Yes. That's wrong. So what is wrong? What is wrong? So
the apple is eating.
The two boys are eating the two apples. So what is wrong?
It's saying that the two apples are eating the two boys right now.
Exactly. Takbir, mashallah.
What the heck?
That's right.
The apples mean boys?
Because
this means that, yes.
It's two.
Okay, verb, subject, okay, and that's the object. But the...
This one is mansub. And this one is marfu'.
You can't even see it.
Sit down.
He doesn't need a
seat. Okay. So, since... Hello. So, that's why this is classified as object, and this is classified as subject, and this is nonsensical. This is nonsense. Nonsense. Why? Because the two apples cannot eat the two boys.
Actually,
it can happen.
Mutations!
So,
in your imagination!
Let's
think
of real...
Maybe in the
future
they'll
figure out how to mutate apples and make them...
Okay, in your dream, let's talk about here and now, right now. Have you ever heard of an apple eating a boy?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
You put it in the apple.
He's four years old.
Yay, imagine you're four!
Okay.
I don't even think you're qualified for this class.
So, we wanna change that. Correct. So how do I correct the al-waladaini? So how do I correct it?
Al-waladan.
Mashallah.
Can I do that? Oh, there you
go. So, al-waladan. So this is wrong. The right is al-waladan.
I'm smart. Okay, so now we're just going to call one person and nobody's allowed to help that person.
Can I leave?
No.
Please.
No.
Can I stay and get a balloon? Can I stay and get another balloon?
You'll get one balloon.
Yes.
I want
to leave. Yeah, Mezzy can leave.
I don't want to leave.
I'm staying. I get a balloon.
Okay,
who puts
on Mezzy
leaving?
What? No.
Everybody,
put your
hand
on.
Everybody.
No. Everybody. No. You can't do this to me.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What are you guys doing? You said 10.
And this is
13 people in the class.
I'm not leaving.
Guys, what are you doing?
And then this is
التفاحتين.
I'm not walking.
Maybe we'll just roll you out because you seem to like that
relationship so much. So this is التفاحتين. Now your homework is going to be.
Well, yes, let me guess. We're going to give you a whole
bunch of ones and some
questions.
Wait, ready?
Yeah. Oh, no. And we're also going to have a chart that tells you something singular and it's
more plural
than what
otherwise
it's supposed to be.
Yes, it's a good chart. Very
what's
good chart.
What's the homework?
Yeah. I already gave them this. It's already there.
It's already there?
Yeah.
The homework? The chart? What's the homework? It's more plural and past tense.
Yes.
Really?
Take a picture of this.
Can you post it?
Can you post it like tomorrow or tonight or somewhere?
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
You're
awesome.
All right.
What's you make my life easy?
Could you post it?
Okay, we'll try.
Wait, take a picture of his board, please.
She will.
Everybody, please be quiet.
Part about rules. For example, I would say, I think. And you got it.
Mezen, move out of the way and if you want that picture.
So I'm going to say,
that's a horrible picture.
Yeah, I know.
Can you zoom in or whatever?
Yeah.
Whee! My head is big now.
Yes!
I'll take a good picture.
Oh, for the record, we have names. Can anybody tell us our names?
Your name is?
Lena, thank you.
And your name?
Ah, sit down.
Mezen.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I've seen the picture.
So, I give you false rules and false sentences. And I ask you to correct them. Got it?
Deal.
Yeah, on the website.
Yeah!
Post it tonight or tomorrow, please. And I'm out, because I have everything.
1 minute.
Okay, I'll be at my
gotcha!